This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens.
Hi, I'm Joan Olek, Associate Contributors Editor at Entrepreneur, and you're listening to our podcast, How Success Happens. We're talking by phone today to Jennifer Openshaw, CEO of the Greenwich, Connecticut-based organization Girls With Impact, www.girlswithimpact.com. Girls With Impact calls itself a digital academy, and for the past two summers has conducted online education for teen girls in grades 9 through 12 about the basics they need to know to become entrepreneurs. The course is 12 weeks long and has its participants create a business plan, then carry out that plan with expert coaching. More in a minute on Girls With Impact, but first, a word from our sponsors. Throughout my career, I watched entrepreneurs' dreams take flight. For small business owners, reaching great heights means having the capital to make investments or manage cash flow. That's where Cabbage comes in. Cabbage offers access to flexible lines of credit of up to $250,000 that you can use at any time. Apply online to get a quick decision. Cabbage gives you the flexibility to withdraw what you need when you need it using your computer, the Cabbage mobile app, or the Cabbage card, anywhere Visa is accepted. Cabbage has funded nearly $5 billion. They're trusted by over 140,000 businesses and are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Be ready to achieve your dreams with the security of a line of credit from Cabbage. Get started at cabbage.com/success to get $100 when you qualify. That's Cabbage with a K. Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. And now back to Jennifer and her Digital Academy for Teen Girls. About 100 girls hailing from 10 states have gone through the program so far. The goal is to see 1,000 girls go through Girls With Impact by the end of 2019. And this is an awesome goal, 10,000 by 2022. And one of those graduates is with Jennifer on our call. She's Jody Bell, age 16, a rising senior at Greenwich High, who has founded a business of her own. That business is very pertinent to today's headlines. It's called ICOD, which stands for In Case of Deportation, and is an information site for kids facing that frightening possibility in their lives. We'll talk to Jody in a few minutes. Jennifer, meanwhile, comes from an impressive business entrepreneurial background, having worked in the financial services sector with such big-name companies as HR Consultant Mercer, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wilshire Associates. She's a columnist for Dow Jones Market Watch and an advisor to too many Fortune 500 firms to mention, though one certainly worth mentioning is Microsoft. She's the author of three books and served as head of the Financial Women's Association. And at Mercer, she led the When Women Thrive research platform. For the past year and a half, Jennifer has led Girls With Impact, whose focus syncs nicely with the theme of this podcast, How Success Happens, because Jennifer obviously believes success should start happening early in women's lives. And we agree. So, Jennifer, how did you come to switch from Wall Street and Silicon Valley to working with teen girls?
Well, you know, I was in Davos where I heard, you know, the calls by all of these CEOs for more women in the workplace. And, you know, really when you think about it, we need to focus on the next generation to equip them to become the CEOs and the next Jeff Bezos. And, you know, our schools are not really capable of arming them with the tools they need to succeed today. And so we really fill that gap. And it's been incredibly exciting to see the impact not only that we're having, but that the girls are having.
What kinds of learning experiences do they have in the program?
So these girls will come in a lot of times because they want to maybe differentiate themselves, right, for college or their career, but they don't always have an idea. We basically take them from ideation, what's an idea that's got a need in the marketplace, and we take them over the 12 weeks through the business planning process, and at the end, they have an actual working business plan, and they do a venture pitch before their family and friends in person, and then those that are maybe in other states, we Skype them in, and it's a phenomenal experience because, you know, over those 12 weeks, they're in class, in a live class, but from the comfort of home, and they're seeing their coach and their peers, and they're learning everything from, you know, who's my target customer, what's the competition, to how am I going to market it, and what's my unique value proposition. We had one girl who said, you know, I used to think that MVP was most valuable player, and so now she's learned that it's a minimum viable product. And so one of the things we do, Joan, is help them narrow their idea to something that's viable, but that's also a fit with their strengths, and also something that's going to really strengthen their story, whether they're in an interview for a college or an application or a job. Because the fact is, you know, employers today are saying, hey, show me what you've done. So this is a powerful way to, you know, take what you know someplace, take something you know or an interest, create something, whether it's in the animal space, environmental space, STEM space, you know, in the case of Jody, we'll get to immigration space, and make something happen.
What kinds of businesses have your graduates founded?
From one extreme is something called No Problem Periods. It's menstruation kits for homeless women, to something called a Generation Impact, which is a teen giving circle. And this teen girl, you know, really exciting, but she's brought together, you know, probably like 50 teen girls, where they are together donating $100 each to invest in a regional nonprofit. To other ideas, Clio is an Uber-like app to create, to find a makeup artist. So let's say I'm a teen girl or a mom and I want somebody to come to my house and do my makeup. I'd be able to find, you know, get an Uber-like person who can show up. So some really exciting things. And then today we're kicking off ICOD, which is really geared toward helping to fill that gap of, you know, young people who might be facing, gosh, my parents now are being deported. What do I need to know? What can I do? And what are my options? So we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Jody, speaking of ICOD, hi. How did you choose this particular topic to work on? What has been the impact? What does this mean to you, this immigration issue?
I really got this initial idea when I was a sophomore in high school. That was kind of when I was first confronted with peers who weren't necessarily going through deportation, but had parents or relatives who were facing that potential future. And I noticed that as close friends of these people, they would come to me asking for, you know, emotional support, just wanting to talk because they didn't really know who to talk to. They felt like they couldn't tell their guidance counselor because there was this scare. They were just intimidated by the fact that they were adults, and they weren't sure if that would risk actually having them deported. So I noticed that they kind of felt like they had no one to turn to, and the information online was too dense. And I wasn't quite sure what to do with this issue, but right around the time that all was going down and I was confronted with that, Jen was launching Girls with Impact. So I was one of the first girls in the program, and I was able to work with her to take this issue that I was noticing in my community and actually figure out a way to counteract it and make something viable that a year and a half later actually does help the community.
Yeah, and before we go any further, I want to mention that your website is www.icodhelp.org. So your platform, I've heard, is being integrated into several school districts, including the New Rochelle schools here in New York State and the Greenwich schools in Connecticut. You're kind of young to have all these things happening to you. How are you handling success? Congratulations, by the way.
It's like, yes, I am young, but to me, this is the oldest I've ever been, and I have all of the resources I need to deal with this issue that not only affects my future, but affects me now. So it just seems kind of natural to me that, you know, if there's an issue, why not just use the resources that are so readily available, not only internet, but places like Girls with Impact, and leverage those to actually take action. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, has your website or your project had any tangible impact that you can talk about?
Well, today was the first actual initial release date, so not sure yet, but the fact that it's already being incorporated into two schools and that they're already showing interest in it keeps me very hopeful. You know, if they think that it'll work, then I can only do the same.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure this will make a great college essay, by the way. So thanks, Jody. And Jennifer, back to you. How would listeners who think Girls with Impact might be right for their daughters, how would they get more information?
We have a short application, and we're really looking for girls who will complete the program. They might not have an idea. They don't have to have an idea, but, you know, they are getting a huge leg up in college and career because they're learning skills that are, you know, things that we do every day in the working world. And I've been in Silicon Valley to you know, Wall Street. So they can apply right now. We offer the program every quarter. So we're now taking applications for fall. And the neat thing that, you know, Jody's been involved in Girls with Impact for a year and a half. So she went through the very first 12-week academy. And then after the academy, we have a program called the Boardroom where girls can continue to work on their projects and get paired with mentors, professionals in the industry, and then also learn really important additional skills like how to get a website up, you know, and making sure they communicate, you know, with confidence in ways that, you know, women need to today. So, and then, you know, we're also trying to keep these girls networked because the power is, you know, when they go into the workforce, that they now have a network to tap into, whether they need support or an introduction or, you know, they're looking for a job, because that's what young people and women especially really lack. And we're, you know, the only one really creating that for young women. So this is a program that's frankly worth like $2,000 when you compare it to a lot of other things. It's on par with a normal college entrepreneurship program. So we're really excited about it.
You know, speaking of costs, what is the cost of the program? And is there any scholarship aid available for lower income girls?
We never turn away a girl. We work on raising money from corporations. The normal tuition is $495, which for 12 weeks with a startup kit and an event, it's worth way more than that. But we basically, on the application, we ask if people need aid, and we do it on a sliding scale. And we've never turned anybody away, absolutely. Because the power of this, too, is in creating that next generation pipeline of top female talent. So, you know, we encourage everybody, send your daughters. You know, there's information and videos on our YouTube from Jody, including Jody from, you know, a year ago when she first came up with her idea and she pitched it. So now you see her today and actually bringing it to life. And it's, you know, a really powerful experience for these girls and the parents, too, because we've had girls say, gosh, you know, my parents thought I was going to do this. And now that they've seen what I can do, they think I should, you know, think about business or something. And we're seeing some really powerful data, actually, in the outcomes. But one of them is that girls have a far more likelihood of majoring in business or entrepreneurship as a result of the program.
Yeah. I mean, you've already kind of answered my last question, but the name of the podcast is How Success Happens. And, you know, how this program and your concept of, you know, business education for teen girls folds into that. Any more to add on that? You've kind of answered it, but any more you can add there?
I think, look, when parents or anybody are investing, you know, money and their time and their kids' time, you want it to be super valuable, right? In my view, and hopefully Jody's like, I think this is absolutely something that every parent should put their daughter in. And it doesn't matter what her interest is, because whether she wants to go into law or veterinarian or whatever, the fact is you need an entrepreneurial mindset to succeed today. You must have that. That means being flexible and adaptable and problem solving. That's basically what we're doing here. So number one is these girls, at the end of 12 weeks, they've created a real business plan, and they've learned pretty much, you know, the core fundamentals of business. Who's a customer? Who's a competitor? How do I understand them? What's my brand map? What do I look like in the competitive landscape? How am I going to market this or reach my customer? So really important skills. But the other things that I think are super exciting is that we're seeing a doubling of girls' confidence at the end of the 12 weeks. A doubling of their confidence because they now, you know, have a greater sense of themselves. And I think some of that is because they're actually learning how to execute. You can't get confidence by, like, just talking and somebody saying, Jody, be more confident. That doesn't work. You know, they get confident by doing. And so Girls with Impact is a way for these girls to learn how to do, to execute. And that's like, they are so excited to be in this program because, you know, they're feeling empowered by that. The couple other things that, you know, back to, you know, success happening is 100% of these girls feel more career ready. So they're creating real business plans, they're learning business skills, they feel more career ready, and they're more confident. And I think with that combination, you know, they are definitely on a path for success. And you could put them up against, you know, any other peer, and they will probably stand out because they're understanding terms like SWOT and customer persona and, you know, competitive landscape. These are the things that both colleges and employers are looking for today.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Jennifer Openshaw, congratulations on your program. And Jody Bell, congratulations on your website and project. And ladies, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Great to be here, Joan.
Thank you.
That's our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. How Success Happens comes out every week. To catch each episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Like, share, and leave us a review so we can always be improving. Go to entrepreneur.com for more episodes of this show and our other great podcasts. That's entrepreneur.com. Thanks.